Jason, how are you doing today, man?
I'm good, guys. How about y'all?
Can't complain. Can't complain. We're excited for some football now that October has arrived. So want to get ready for that Auburn and LSU game tomorrow. We got to start here because it's what everybody's talking about. What do you expect to see under center at that quarterback position for Auburn?
Yeah, honestly, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I've gone back and forth this week, and you know, I've had folks ask, and my standard answer has been that's well above my pay grade.
Yeah. But, that's a good answer.
I see pros and cons each way. I really do. I see the pro. Bo Nix, the guy that played really well, I thought, on the road last time out at Penn State, did not play very well last Saturday against Georgia State, but neither did really anybody else for much of that game. So I look at him going, he's got the experience. T.J. Finley's a guy that has a little mojo at the end of the game, the emotional guy that maybe has some of that, but guys never started a game in a full stadium.
Right.
Ever. That's a big deal. And you couple that with going back to the place where he played and the emotions involved in that. I don't know. I honestly don't know what I would do. The coaches, they've seen these guys all week. I'm sure they know and have seen which guy they feel like gives them the best chance. But I would not be surprised if we see both of those guys at some point on Saturday.
How important will running the football be for Auburn tomorrow?
It's the number one thing. No matter who the quarterback is, there's things they got to do. That's one of them. LSU historically has been a physical, run the ball, stop the run team. That is not what they've been this year. They're averaging 80 yards rushing a game. They've given up 110 yards rushing a game, but they've got 170 yards in losses because of sacks and negative plays, which in reality means they've given up an average of about 150 yards rushing a game until the sacks and negative yardage plays. I think there's going to be some room to run the football. This is a game where Tank Bigsby, Jarvis Quest, Hunter, Sean Shivers, you can put your stamp on a season maybe by going out there and taking control of this game. Now, the offensive line, tight ends, wide receivers, everybody plays a part in that, but I think it's the most important key on offense. We've seen it over and over again. Auburn runs the football, then they're going to have a chance. And what happened against Penn State? Without the one turnover to open the second half, Auburn may be kicking a field goal to win that game on the road because they ran the football and made some plays in the past game, not a ton, but they made enough to win the game without that turnover. So, yeah, I think it's the biggest key.
And as far as running the football, Jason, when you've got three guys that are all competent running backs, really good running backs capable of carrying the load, how do you want to see that ratio distributed in this LSU game?
I think you find something that works, and then you build off of that. We saw Sean Shivers a little bit of the kind of the speed sweep for a pretty big play last week. I think you keep him on the field some, and even if you don't use that, it never hurts to give a little bit of eye candy every once in a while to a defense. I think Auburn has to run the football right at them. LSU, we know what they're going to have speed. I'm not sold on the interior of their defensive line. I think that's the issue. And they got pass rush guys. Normally those guys don't like being run right at. So to me, that's what I think. I think this is a between the tackles. Maybe you play more Luke Deal and John Samuel Schenker together like we saw the first 2 weeks, a little more two tight end stuff, and say, look, we're fixing to pound it at you. And then I do think that even if it's not touches in the running game per se, got to get the ball to those three guys in the passing game, short passing game, screen game a little bit because of the pass rush. I think there's some ways to take advantage of that this week if Auburn can do it.
Jason, looking at the other side of the ball, LSU really likes to sling it around. They're passing it a ton of times per game. Who on Auburn's defense do you think can get in that backfield and make Max Johnson's life a little bit more uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think it becomes a group effort, to be honest. The thing that quarterbacks like least is push in the middle. Can Colby Wooden, Marcus Harris, Tony Fair, Marquise Burks, can those guys in the middle, can they – get some push up front? I think that's going to be big. But you know, the interesting thing about this defense to me is that, yeah, there have been issues, and obviously, you know, way too high completion percentage. But if you look at Penn State, if they just eliminate the bust, the missed assignments, it's probably 100 or 120 yards less, and maybe one or two touchdowns less than Penn State scores if you do that. So we saw it last week, the difference in the executing on defense between the first half and the second half. We heard from guys, they said, look, we didn't do anything different. We just executed correctly. That's the key for Auburn. Just go out there and don't have those blown assignments that have been a big deal. I think if you do that, this defense is made to go out there and play a team like LSU.
And Jason, sticking with the LSU passing attack, do you see the Auburn secondary holding up against LSU receivers like Kayshon Boutte?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job of that. And here's what LSU's been. LSU's been a big play team. Auburn has done a good job of avoiding those things other than the blown assignments. And so I think Roger McCreary, Nehemiah Pritchett, Jalen Simpson, get Roe Torrance back. I think they've got the guys to play this team. It's just they got to be on the same page. Communication is vitally important. So this Smoke Monday, Zion Puckett, those two guys may be the most important guys on the field tomorrow night in making sure that that back group is all on the same page, knowing what they're doing. If that's to me is the key. If Auburn does that, then I think they'll be fine. You know, Kayshon Boutte is a guy that's been real good, but I think Auburn's secondary, they've been keeping things in front of them, which is, you know, it's given up a lot of passing percentage points. But I think it's just, making sure that they don't, blow an assignment or two and give up an easy touchdown.
And from LSU's perspective, they probably without Derek Stingley again. Obviously, this defense has not been really incredible with him over the last 2 years, but in a wide receiver room that obviously lost its wide receiver coach this past week, who can step up there? What kind of advantage can Auburn glean from having LSU lose a guy like Stingley?
Yeah, I think it's, the way you look at it, you look at LSU and people talked about Auburn's pass defense. LSU has 20 sacks, yet they've given up 66% completion percentage, 9 passing touchdowns this year in 4 games. You look at the numbers, and they've given up way more touchdowns than Auburn has, almost as high a percentage, and they're getting pressure on the quarterback. So, you look, and there's some issues back there. So I think there's things that Auburn can exploit, especially if they run the football. But you look, and I think Cordell Flott's a guy that's been getting a lot of the attention with Eli Ricks on the other side. Cordell Flott's a former Auburn commitment from South Alabama near the Mobile area. He'll be fired up, I would imagine, to play. But I think that's a guy that you look, and if Auburn can maybe go after somebody, I would think that's the guy that they may try to target a little bit.
Were you in Baton Rouge in 99 the last time Auburn won there, Jason?
Yeah, it's been a long time. 93, I was there as a student. Been a lot of trips, a lot of empty trips since then.
You've been there every year since, every game that's been played since?
Everyone on the field since then. 2001 was the worst atmosphere I've encountered in 22 years of doing this job. But it's gotten better since then. This will be their first chance to have a full stadium with an SEC game, 8 o'clock start. It'll be a little wild Saturday night. That's why for Auburn, you got to avoid, to me, you got to run the football and avoid the big mistake. Early on to get that crowd into it, got to keep them out of it and grind it out and make them earn it.
Safe travels. He's on Twitter at ITAT Jason. Looking forward to following that work inside the Auburn Tigers. Jason Caldwell joining us here on the program. Auburn or Central High tonight, Jason? What's going to be the difference in that one and who wins?
Heading that way here in a few minutes because, obviously with this game at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, no need to go tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Auburn Central. I don't know. I just want, does Auburn have enough offense? That's my question. Defense is really good. Offensive line is a strength. Central is balanced. They can do a lot of different things. I think it's going to be really interesting. It's going to go down to the wire. Home field may prove to be the difference in this one. So I'll go Auburn by nose.
All right. What all can people find on the website tomorrow during the football game?
We have tons of previews of the start up tonight into the morning and be there, boots on the ground pregame. So We'll have pregame notes, what we're seeing from the field, from the stadium, be it Tiger Walk, kind of checking in on that. So if you want to know what's happening before it gets started, check us out there at AUTigers.com, part of the 247 Network, and follow me on Twitter at ITATJ.
Thank you for doing this, Jason. It's good to hear from you again, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.